Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live composition lesson on chord pacing at 170 plus BPM, specifically for drum and bass. Here's the problem we're solving. At 170 to 176, chords can get weird fast. If you pace them like you would at 120 or 128, they start feeling too long, too busy, or honestly too healthy. In drum and bass, chords usually aren't there to be the main character all the time. They're there to create forward motion, punctuate the groove, and add tension without stepping on the drums and bass. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar drop with a rolling drum groove, a sub and res or any rolling bass, and a two-layer chord system, a short stab layer that does the rhythmic work, and a sustain or air layer that adds width and atmosphere in a controlled way. All right, let's build it. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a perfect middle ground for DnB. Time signature is 4/4. Make three groups. Drums, bass, and music, for chords and effects. If you've got a reference track, drop it into an audio track. If it's already at the right tempo, turn warping off. If you need to warp it, do it carefully, because sloppy warping will mess up your sense of groove. And quick tip, if you're recording MIDI in, turn on reduced latency when monitoring so it feels tight. Now, before we even touch a synth, define the role of your chords. Don't default to pad chords. At this tempo, that's how you end up with a smeary wash that eats your snare. In drum and bass, chords usually do one or more of three jobs. 1. Stabs as groove punctuation. This is the most common. 2. Sustains for subtle atmosphere and tension. 3. Rhythmic comps, like a syncopated guitar-ish feel. For rolling DnB, start with stabs. Stabs are your best friend at 172, because they read clearly as rhythm. Now create a MIDI track called Chord Stab. For the instrument, load Waveedable. Start with a basic saw or something squarish. Turn on unison, somewhere around 6 to 8 voices. Keep the unison amount modest, like 15 to 30%, and keep detune low. This matters. Too much detune at 170 plus smears the transient, and if the transient smears, your chord rhythm stops sounding like rhythm. Add a low pass filter. Your cutoff is going to depend on how aggressive you want it, but think somewhere between 500 Hz and 3K. If it needs more bite, add a little drive, but keep it controlled. Now the big thing, the amp envelope. This is basically chord pacing in hardware form. Attack, basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay, around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain, low, like 0 to 20%. Release, 50 to 120 milliseconds. If your stabs are not feeling fast, 9 times out of 10 it's not the MIDI pattern, it's that your release is too long, your sustain is too high, or your reverb is too wet. At this speed, clarity beats size. Add saturator, soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB, then EQ 8, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. Your chords should not be living in sub-territory. Let the bass be the bass. Optional mix move. If your snare body feels masked, try a small dip in the chord layer. Often it's around 180 to 220 Hz, or sometimes 1 to 2K, depending on the snare and the key. Now reverb, but be disciplined. Predelay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, so the stab stays punchy. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Low cut the reverb hard, like 300 to 600 Hz, and keep dry slash wet around 5 to 12%. If you want more space, it's usually better to use a return track later, so you can control the tail without drowning the sound. Add utility. If it's safe, push width to around 120 to 160%, and turn on bass mono around 150 to 250 Hz, so you don't get weird low-end width issues. Cool. Now let's choose voicings that won't blur at speed. At 170 plus, dense jazz voicings can turn into mush fast. Try 2 or 3 note voicings. Add 9, sus 2, sus 4 flavors are perfect for DnB because they add tension without sounding like big happy triads. Keep the chord mid-register, roughly C3 to C5, so it translates on small speakers. Here's an example set in a minor-ish world. M add 9, A, E, B, F major add 9, F, C, G, G sus 4, G, D, C. But here's an important pacing rule. Keep the bass line separate. The chord track is not allowed to carry the sub. Now we hit the money part. Pacing patterns. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip on chord stab. Assume a standard DnB backbeat. Snare on 2 and 4. Pattern A is the classic offbeat stab. Put a hit on the end of 1 and the end of 3. If you want urgency, add an extra hit on 4E, that little 16th just before beat 4. This pattern instantly feels like DNB because it moves without stepping on the snare. Pattern B is call and response with the snare. Put it just after the snare, like 2A and 4A. That's a 16th after then. It keeps the snare dominant, but adds harmonic bounce behind it. Pattern C is jungle chop spacing, meaning negative space. One strong stab per bar plus one ghost stab. For example, a late hit like 1A, and then a straight hit on 3. This works especially well if your drums are busy, because you're not constantly adding harmonic content. Now here's a coached note that changes everything. Think phrase level rhythm, not bar level rhythm. At 172, a bar is a blink. The convincing stuff often uses a 2-bar or 4-bar stab pattern that loops cleanly, while the bass and drums provide the micro variation. So once you like a pattern, don't just listen for 1 bar. Loop 8 bars and ask, does this still feel good without changing harmony? If yes, you've nailed pacing. Duplicate your MIDI clip so you have A, B, and C variations. We're going to arrange with those. Next, make the chords feel faster without playing more notes. This is where a lot of advanced DNB groove lives. Start with velocity shaping. Make the first stab in the phrase the loudest. Make ghost stabs around 40 to 70% velocity. You'll feel motion even if the rhythm is simple. Then micro timing. Take a few stabs and nudge them slightly early, like negative 5 to negative 12 milliseconds, for urgency, or nudge them late, plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds, for a more liquid, laid-back feel. Don't go crazy. We're not trying to make it sloppy, we're trying to make it feel human and intentional. And then groove pool. Grab a subtle MPC-style 16 swing groove. Keep the amount like 10 to 25%, timing 50 to 80. And a big warning, don't swing your snare off-grid unless you really mean it. In DNB, the snare is the law. Usually you groove the chords and hats, not the backbeat. Now, sidechain. This is non-negotiable if you want clean pacing. Put compressor on chord stab. Turn on sidechain input from your drum bus, or a kick and snare bus. Ratio, 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack, 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release, around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. The point isn't obvious pumping. The point is that the drums stay forward, and the chord stabs tuck out of the way exactly when the groove needs space. And a higher level mixing thought, chord pacing isn't only MIDI, it's also ducking design. If you want the chords to feel fast, they need to be rhythmically revealed and hidden. Sidechain is literally rhythm in the mixer. Optional advanced move, instead of one full band duck, do frequency dependent sidechain. Make an auto effect rock on the chord group. Split into two chains. Low mids, like 150 to 600 Hz, and mids and highs above 600. Duck the low mids harder, duck the upper band lighter. That way the chord still speaks, but it doesn't fight the snare body or bass harmonics. Now let's add the sustain layer without destroying pacing. Create a second MIDI track, chord air. Pick a smoother pad sound in wave-eatable or analog. Softer waveform, less bite. Attack, 15 to 40 milliseconds so it doesn't compete with the stab transient. Release, 400 to 1200 milliseconds. Put auto filter on it. Low pass around 1 to 4K. Add a bigger reverb than the stab, like 2 to 4 seconds, but low cut aggressively. Then sidechain this layer harder than the stabs, like 4 to 8 dB of ducking. Key pacing trick. Write this sustain layer as longer notes, 1 to 2 bars, and get movement by automating filter cutoff, not by adding more chord hits. At 172, motion through automation often reads cleaner than motion through density. Now, quick check, solo drums and stabs. Listen for whether the stab tail overlaps the snare transient. If it does, shorten release, reduce reverb decay, or put your reverb on a return and gate it. In fast DNB, clarity usually beats size. And another coach note, use harmonic masking intentionally. When the drums get flashy, hat runs, break edits, snare fills, that's often where you remove chords, or you filter them down into texture. If everything is exciting at the same moment, nothing is exciting. Now, arrangement. We're doing 32 bars, and the goal is evolving density without chord fatigue. Bars 1 through 8. Establish. Use pattern A. Keep the chord tone darker. Filter slightly closed. Minimal variation. Let the listener lock in. Bars 9 through 16. Variation. Start sprinkling pattern B. Those late post-snare hits, and add 1 or 2 ghost stabs every 2 bars. Open the filter a touch or add a bit more saturation. Bars 17 through 24. Peak density. Drop B energy, alternate pattern A and pattern C every 2 bars. Add a 1 bar answer chord at the end of every 4 bars like a fill. Same voicing, just different articulation. If you want extra punch, you can put drum bus on the chord group, drive 2 to 5, and add some transient, like plus 5 to plus 15. But be careful, too much transient and your chords become clicks. Bars 25 through 32, release and reset. Remove the sustain layer. Reduce stabs by about 25 to 40%. Close the filter a bit. You're basically creating a vacuum so the next phrase feels faster, without actually changing the BPM. That is chord pacing as arrangement. You don't need more notes. You need plan density. Now let's do a few advanced variations you can sprinkle in to level this up. First, the chord flam. This is a cheat code for perceived speed. Take one stab hit, duplicate it, and place the copy 10 to 30 milliseconds later. Make the second hit lower velocity and maybe more filtered. Optional. Put the second hit an octave up. It reads as one gesture, but it feels urgent. Second, top note pedal with a moving inner voice. Keep the highest note the same for 2 bars, and shift one inner note by a step. The rhythm can stay sparse, but you get motion without clutter. Third, ghost voicing on only the color tone. Instead of ghosting the full chord, ghost just the ninth or the sus note. Super short and quiet. Like main stab A, E, B ghost just B, or B plus E. It's a harmonic wink that doesn't step on the bass. Fourth, alternate register every 2 bars. Same rhythm, same voicing family, but lift it up an octave for bars 3 and 4, or just lift the top note. It's an energy lift without rewriting. Fifth, the anti-drop bar. Every 8 bars, remove the main stab hits for 1 bar. Leave one late stab at the end of the bar, or keep only the air layer filtered down. That tiny moment of restraint makes the next bar feel like it accelerates. Sound design extra if you want maximum tightness, make a chord click layer. New MIDI track, operator set to noise. Super short envelope, 0 attack, under 50 milliseconds decay, 0 sustain. High pass it aggressively like 4 to 8k. Keep it very quiet, group it with the stabs. This makes the rhythm read on small speakers without needing the chord itself to be harsh. And if you want reverb without smear, put the reverb on a return track, then add a gate after the reverb. You can even sidechain that gate from the dry stab, so the reverb opens only on hits. You get space, but the tail doesn't drag across the groove. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. 1. Pad chords with long releases. They smear over snares and mask bass movement. 2. Too many chord changes. This audio version is shortened for playback.